Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history. Today in Bajan History, 17th December, 1950. Clean streets, clean beaches. On the 17th of December, 1950, the Barbados Advocate carried an important notice for the parish of Christchurch, that of clean beaches and clean streets, signed by Charles S. Mackenzie, the chairman of the Christchurch Commissioners of Health. The notice for clean beaches and streets was obviously prompted by the uncleanliness of several spaces in Christchurch. These were, for example, Hastings, Rockley, Worthing, St. Lawrence, St. Lawrence Coast, Maxwell, Welch's, and Oystens. Caused by residents who littered the area with garbage, it had seriously impacted the aesthetics of an otherwise beautiful location. Moreover, the pleas for clean beaches and clean streets was also prompted by the Barbados Publicity Committee. This committee was the forerunner of the Barbados Tourist Board. They argued that the highways and beaches must be kept in pristine condition in order to satisfy the requirements of the emerging tourism industry. This industry was boosted by regular tourist arrivals from the UK and Canada. The public notice informed Christchurch residents that, quote, all garbage and household refuse should be placed on early mornings daily on the side of the highway in proper receptacles for removal by the scavenger, unquote. Without specifying the penalties for non-compliance, the notice reminded residents that, quote, failure to cooperate in these most important health matters, the sanitary authorities will be compelled to take necessary measures, unquote. It is clear that issues of public health and tourism development were on the agenda of the authorities by this notice on 17th December, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.